Then I will be able to walk triumphantly, like a god, through the ruins of their kingdom.
A direct quote from Karl Marx, fully exposed in Dr. Paul Kenger's new book, The Devil and Karl Marx, available now at tanbooks.com.
Reach out and respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Good morning. 3 minutes after the hour, Thursday, August 20th, 2020. John Harper, Glenn Leverins, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The next to the last day of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Safe, secure, online at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Three easy ways for you to donate to Relevant Radio. Every dollar tax deductible and every dollar matched 100%. Good news, it's another partnership challenge hour. So that means everything that you give, both big and small, is matched 100%. At 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. You know, we're going to wrap up tomorrow night. 5 o'clock Central Time. That's it. That need of $2.3 million. We've got a long way to go, but we know that you can get us there with every dollar matched 100% right now at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, and by calling 877-291-0123. Beautiful brand new day, brand new gift from God. Let's start the day in prayer. We invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month, amen. And as you know, at the beginning of every hour of our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive, we also pray the Memorare, and we invite you to join us for that as well. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful, O Mother of the Word Incarnate. Despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Six after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio, the Relevant Radio app. I know lots of you listening right now, especially in the Chicagoland area and really from all over the country, who would be a part of the Chicago Marathon this weekend. Well, that's not going to happen, but it will happen virtually with our next guest. Sister Stephanie Beliga is a religious sister with the Mission of Our Lady of Angels in the West Humboldt Park of Chicago, tough part of Chicago. She and the team from the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels have been working with the poor and the needy there. And Sister is a runner, and she is going to run the Chicago Marathon with a twist. And Sister's joining us this morning, taking time out from your training, Sister. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're blessed to have you on, Sister. It's good to have you on. The twist is you're going to do this on a treadmill, aren't you?
Yes, I am running a marathon on a treadmill on Sunday.
What are the challenges of doing that? Because I'm sure, you know, you've done the 20-mile training runs, and, you know, you just do that on the streets of Chicago as you would for a normal marathon, and you and the team have run marathons. This will be, what, your 10th year if we're actually going to do it, but you're doing it virtually on the treadmill. What's the difference between running on the streets of Chicago and the 26.2-mile course and doing that same thing on a treadmill?
Yeah, it's kind of all a mental game. It's mostly keeping your mind from psyching yourself out. So we're going to be praying a lot. And I'm very blessed that a lot of people are going to join me on Zoom to help motivate me and keep me focused during the race.
26.2 miles, and this is a fundraiser. Your goal is to get $150,000 for the programs to support the folks in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Chicago. What are some of the programs that you do and provide for the people in the West Humboldt part of Chicago?
Yeah. So here at Mission of Our Lady of the Angels, we do material and spiritual outreach to the neighborhood. During Corona, our programming has been limited, just as everyone's programming has been limited. And we've been mainly focusing on our food pantry, which has been triple in size as it normally is. We are serving 3,000 families a month through our food pantry right now, and everyone is getting, each family who comes is getting 50 to 60 pounds of food. So it's been that's been our main focus during Corona. We're also in process of renovating the former Our Lady of Angels school building to be our new outreach center to the neighborhood, so that once Corona is over, we're going to open that up to do more outreach, hot meal programming, as well as just additional social service outreach through that space.
Sister, tons of respect for your effort on the treadmill there. I have a marathoner friend that prays for someone each mile, and she goes out to solicit people that her friends would like to have prayed for before each and every race. Any special mental or spiritual tricks like that for you?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing something similar, actually. I'll be praying for some different donors and different people who've supported me each mile of the race. And then also I'll be praying probably the rosary most of the time to try to keep the mind focused. And I also personally think, although the treadmill is more difficult to do this, that running is a way to pray in general. It's a way to calm your body and your mind down so that you can focus and listen better to Jesus. The treadmill makes it a little bit harder. It's easier outside, but also it helps me to focus on prayer.
Yeah, that's one of those things with the hours of training, Sister Stephanie, for a marathon, and especially with marathons, it's that singular nature of the training, the solitude of the running, where you can hear, it's like Elijah, you can hear the whispers of the Lord, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's either a sense of peace or a sense of his presence or a sense of kind of glorifying God in your body, as St. Paul says. It's that sense of what that actually feels like and looks like.
I've always wondered, when you watch people run a marathon, and the Chicago Marathon would have been run this weekend, and Sister Stephanie Baliga, who is a religious sister with the Mission of Our Lady of Angels, will be doing a virtual marathon raising money for the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels and the work that they do with the poor in the West Humboldt Park part of Chicago. At any time, do you just say, when is this thing going to be over? I'm just exhausted. How do you just turn on kind of the afterburners and get through it?
That thought's pretty, it becomes frequent as the race continues. But you know, it's just, you break down the race into segments. If not, you would be, consumed by these thoughts. So you like, a lot of the times you break it up into two 10-mile segments and a 6-mile race. So it's like two 10-mile runs and a 6-mile race. That's the best way to do it. So you can get through each section and then to, just then focus on how much. So you're not looking at the whole thing.
Okay. There you go, Glenn. That breaks it down for us. Maybe next year we'll be in the Chicago Marathon.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah.
Figure it out now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you.
You do the first 10 miles. I'll drive along and watch you in the car. And then I'll do the next 10 miles, and you drive along and watch me in the car. And we'll both watch Sister Stephanie do the other 6 miles. Running is not unusual to you, because you're a Division I athlete. You were a Division I athlete at the University of Illinois, and you ran track, and you were highly ranked in the United States, Sister Stephanie.
Yeah, back in the day, which is now a long time ago, I was I ran a varsity cross country and track for University of Illinois, NBS. My cross country team was very, very good. We were nationally ranked, and I was on the nationally ranked team. And I was the sixth fastest freshman in the nation in 2006.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. But a foot injury sidelined you in your sophomore year, and that's when you started to hear the whispers of God, right?
Yes. So I was very, very focused on running and school. And after this injury my sophomore year in college, I was forced to reevaluate my life priorities. And through that experience, I ended up going on a retreat where I had a very powerful experience of Jesus' presence at Adoration, and knew that Jesus was present at the Eucharist. And after that, that changed my life forever, because I knew that if Jesus was present in the Eucharist, then I couldn't live my life the same way that I was living it, because I knew that I wanted to be the best place for Jesus to be possible. So I started to learn how to pray and kind of catechize myself, because I needed to do that. And started to grow in my relationship with God. It was amazing.
Wow. There's another miracle moment through the Adoration Chapel. We'll continue our conversation with Sister Stephanie Baliga, who is a religious sister with the Mission of Our Lady of Angels in Chicago, virtually running the Chicago Marathon, and you can join her via Zoom this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. We'll talk more about that coming up. But a brief reminder here that this is our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Actually, in the final hours, it's just today and tomorrow. That's it. 877-291-0123 for your donation to Relevant Radio, tax deductible, matched 100% at 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. And every dollar that you give to Relevant Radio creates miracle moments. You'll hear more of those through the day, but right now, a special message from Father Rocky.
Hi, Father Rocky here. Can you believe it? Relevant Radio's been on air 20 years now. Thank you. One reason we've been able to stay on the air this long is our generous monthly donors. They give $25 a month or more every month, and that's less than your monthly electricity or gas bill. We call these generous monthly donors our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, and they save souls. So please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better on our end. It saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return. Please take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. Time's running out in our August Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive, and I sure hope you'll respond now. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. Please check out our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
As Father Rocky said, take advantage right now of a 100% match. Each and every gift, this is a partnership challenge hour, about 45 more minutes to go. Tomorrow, it's all over at 5 Central in the afternoon, the final day of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. So today is the next to last day. Our matching situation is sitting there at 100% for you, thanks to our partnership challenge hour and generous anonymous donors. Time to hear from you. Maybe you've been listening during the course of the week and think, yeah, I'll get to it by the end of the week. Well, get to it today, won't you please? Help us to power through to the finish line as we talk marathoning this early morning here. We learn it's important to pace yourself and then save enough for that kick at the end. And it's time to kick that kick into gear here. 877-291-0123 can do it. So can the websites. Give safely and securely at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. More and more folks give electronically each time out with the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. So let's together get this done. Help us wipe out that need of $2.3 million by the end of tomorrow. Help Relevant Radio keep going strong for another 3 months. If you enjoy waking up to this radio service, one that will fill you with faith, not anger at politics or anger at sports or anger at your fellow man, please give to that radio service that can give you hope, give you solutions, give you a great reason to turn on that radio or that phone and listen to something that'll inspire you today. And you can take that message and share the love of Jesus Christ with others. That's a pretty good equation. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. John, reach out and respond.
And those are safe, secure ways to give at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, and by speaking with our volunteers at 877-291-0123. By the way, if you're a brand new donor, we want to give you a shout out here on the radio as time permits. So when you speak to our volunteers at 877-291-0123, please mention not only your prayer request if you have one, but if you're a new donor, so we can give you a shout out and thank you. And as a new donor, you motivate other new donors to Relevant Radio. Of course, you can always donate online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And as you heard Father Rocky say, become a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Glenn and I are members of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, and that is a regular monthly donation to Relevant Radio at $25 a month or more. And the good thing about that is that you can build in your regular monthly contribution to Relevant Radio in your budget, and we build it into ours as well, because we can count on that steady stream of income every single month to pay our bills. What do the bills add up to? For 3 months, it's $2.3 million. We do these pledge drives to cover the bills, to keep us on the air. $2.3 million. And we're facing that deadline of 5 o'clock Central tomorrow night. So these are the final hours. There's a little sense of urgency here because these are the final hours of our Relevant Radio pledge drive. And so we need to get to that $2.3 million to pay for that stack of bills that's over there in the corner. You know what it feels like, right? So we need your help now at 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And by the way, when you become a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, there are many spiritual benefits, including remembering and praying for you at our daily masses, the daily rosaries, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy with Drew Mariani in the afternoon, and also you're remembered at special masses offered perpetually on March 19th and May 1st, the feasts of St. Joseph. So prayerfully consider becoming a part of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. That's what William did. William is listening in Newark, New Jersey today. He's the newest member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, a regular $25 a month donation to Relevant Radio. Thank you. Lisa, listening in Oceanside, New York, also a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Thank you so much. And so is Joyce in the Twin Cities. We appreciate that. Whatever you can give right now is going to be matched 100%. By the way, St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, that first year matched 100% as you reach out and respond on this Thursday morning, 19 after on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Blessed to have Sister Stephanie Beliga with us She's a religious sister with the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels in Chicago, and she is a marathoner. And she is actually running. Can you turn that down? There's some feedback coming back in the phone, Matt, please. Thank you. The Chicago Marathon was supposed to be this weekend, but of course that's not happening because of the COVID-19 virus. So they're going to do it virtually. At least Sister is going to raise money for a very special cause, the Mission of Our Lady of Angels, serving the poor in the west side of Chicago. And she's going to do this on a marathon, and you and I can watch via Zoom at 9:30 Central Time. Where do we go to watch, Sister?
Yes, you can go to missionola.com, and the first information on the top page has a link to where the YouTube, it'll be streamed on YouTube Live, and then also if you sign up there, you can get a link to the Zoom. And you can also donate there as well, missionola.com.
That's wonderful. And you've got an entire team that has run marathons before, so you're not novices at this. You've been running for a very long time and helping those with the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels.
Yeah, we would have had 103 people running the Chicago Marathon this October, and now we're all running a significant portion of us are running virtually in some capacity.
Sister, any words of wisdom or encouragement for those whose exercise routine has really been blown up due to COVID-19?
Well, yeah, ironically, so is mine. So I walk in solidarity with all those who have struggled to continue their normal routines during Corona. We stand with Jesus, and Jesus will guide us on our way, obviously, as we all know. So the If we feel like our lives are out of control, like we don't have control over our time or our capacity to do things we'd like to do, like exercise, we trust in Jesus that he'll give us the time and the capacity that we need when we need it.
As we were mentioning, Sister, West Humboldt Park is one of Chicago's poorest and most violent areas on the west side of Chicago. Add in the COVID-19 pandemic on top of what already was a crisis. What are you seeing at the Mission's food pantry right now? What is the need, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes. So the need is mostly just much higher. So we've seen triple the number of people we normally have at the food pantry. We also have started a senior citizens delivery program. So we deliver food to seniors. We started that in March because seniors obviously are supposed to stay at home. So we've been delivering food to them. And that need is very great. And the number of people here because of higher unemployment and difficulties in the stores being closed because of the rioting have led to a dramatic portion of the increased need.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. So you're a lifelong runner, as we were mentioning, and an injury in your sophomore year led you to the vocation that you're in now and led you to, I bet you never thought that you would have this call to the religious life, but you're a religious sister with the Mission of Our Lady of Angels. But again, that common theme that we hear so many times in our conversations here on Relevant Radio is the silence of the Adoration Chapel. Take us a little bit more into what happened to you in the Adoration Chapel and how you got there in the first place after that injury sidelined you, and you had that reassessment of what your life goals were going to be.
Yeah, so when I broke my foot my sophomore year in college, I felt very lost and confused, and realized that I had been investing a lot of energy and time and capacity into some goals that may or may not have been realistic. And so it just forced me to think about what is the most important thing and what is the thing that will give me peace. And I was drawn to the Catholic Church. Really, I was raised Catholic, but was nominally practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And then ended up starting to seek community and assistance at the Newman Center at University of Illinois, where I found a really great community who invited me to go on this retreat where there was adoration at the retreat. And I just had a profound experience of peace at adoration.
Yeah, that profound experience of peace is a very common experience that we have in the Adoration Chapel. In this call to the religious life at first, did you push back when God was calling you?
When that happened, when I went on this retreat, I didn't really know how to pray, and I really didn't know anything about the faith, to be honest. So it took me a bit of time to start to understand how to pray some, and to learn more about the faith. And from that, I did discern that this was a calling to religious life. And actually, I was really drawn to it and felt pretty open to it. The main battle was the trying to figure out the place of running and school and other things in my life. It's more of, I felt at peace following the call to religious life, but needed to figure out all the other things.
You mentioned running, and you're going to do this virtual marathon, and you were ranked as a freshman in college, a Division I athlete, and it's important to point out in this conversation, Sister Stephanie, that we can mix faith with the gifts and talent that God has given us. But we don't have to have them in separate lanes.
Yes, exactly. That was part of my personal journey. There was an understanding at some point that I thought I was going to have to give up running to become a religious. And then there was a point in prayer where I told God, or God told me, if I give up, if you really would like me to do this and you don't want me to run anymore, that's fine. And so it was kind of at that point where I kind of came at peace with running and whatever God wanted to do with running, that I ended up getting running back as this great gift to be able to use for the kingdom, as we've been doing here for these fundraisers and all the beautiful publicity that we've received through the marathoning and running, and all the different things that have come because of Team Our Lady of the Angels and the experience of running.
We'll be joining you online on Sunday morning as we watch you on the treadmill do the 26.2 miles, raising money for the Mission of Our Lady of Angels in the west side of Chicago, online at missionola.com, missionola.com. Sister Stephanie Baliga, religious sister with the Mission of Our Lady of Angels in Chicago. Sister, we'll be zooming with you as you zoom through the 26.2 miles of the virtual marathon on Sunday. Thanks and God bless. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Yes, for having me.
Sister Stephanie Baliga from Chicago this morning. The